alongside Mary Walter.
And joining us on Mornings on the Mall is Ed Klein. He's an investigative journalist and author of a new book out called All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Donald Trump. Ed, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. So glad to have you.
It's great to be with you guys.
There is a lot that I want to talk about that is in this book, but the big thing in this book, obviously, is the dossier and what you are reporting, that Hillary Clinton is apparently shopping a secret dossier in negotiations with Christopher Steele. Can you please tell us about that? Why she lost?
Why she lost?
No, why? Why is she doing this?
She lost. Why is she doing this? Well, she's doing it because, first of all, she has been totally reluctant to accept the fact that she lost the election, number one. She refers to Donald Trump in private as that illegitimate president when she's not actually cursing him. And as you all know, Hillary can swear like a drunken sailor. And thirdly, she's been offered this new dossier, which she says contains even more scandalous material than the first one.
So you say she's been offered this. Who initiated this process here?
Well, we don't know how it was initiated, but we do know that she has her aides in negotiations with Steele, and she's asked some donors, Democratic donors, if they would finance it, and they said yes, they would. Now, so far, we don't know what's in the dossier, but we do know that Steele is claiming that he has found new sources in the Soviet Union to talk about what Donald Trump did when he was there visiting several years ago and negotiating the Miss Universe contest and also talking about building and structures there in Moscow.
Ed, why would Hillary come even with any proximity to Christopher Steele in light of the fact that there are several investigations going on right now that involve Steele, this dossier, its composition, and the role that the Democratic Party played in paying for it to begin with?
Hillary believes, now I'm not saying I do, and I'm not saying anybody else does, but Hillary believes that the original 35-page dossier that we all know about, and that it has been widely discredited, as you just said, she believes most of the stuff in that dossier. She still believes it. She thinks that it's true. Now, you know, a lot of what Hillary believes these days is delusional. She believes that she's going to run for president in 2020. She believes that the election was stolen from her. So there's a kind of refusal to accept reality in her psychology.
Can you tell us a little bit about your reporting here? How do you know what you know and what you're sharing?
Okay. So I have several sources who are telling me that they have personal knowledge of these negotiations. And these sources are some of them longtime Clinton advisors in her campaign. Some of them are Bill's advisors, Bill Clinton's advisors. So we have sources on two different fronts, because as you probably know, Bill Clinton's circle and Hillary's circle are two separate things.
So does she have anyone around her who is telling her that this probably is not a good idea?
No, it's quite the opposite. She's been egged on by Huma Abedin and a lot of her other former campaign aides to do just this.
And how is she going through Perkins Coie again?
Or? No, she's not. She's not using. They have refused to be part of this.
Shocking. I wonder why.
Can I ask you, in light of the fact that you are that you're sourced up with both the Bill and the Hillary side of this equation, do you have any sense of what their reaction has been to this Donner Brazil book and the notion that the democratic process was rigged in Hillary's favor over the past week?
I know mostly from the Bill side. Bill Clinton was absolutely furious, according to his legal advisor, whom I spoke to, and wanted to issue a scathing indictment of Donna Brazile, because it's okay for Bill to criticize his wife, but nobody else is allowed to do it. And when they do it, he gets very angry. However, Hillary's people and Hillary herself have convinced him to shut up, and he hasn't said a word, as you know.
So they're holding their fire and not lashing out in any way at Donna Brazile.
Well, I think they think Donna Brazile is self-immolating. She's committing harakiri by doing this in the Democratic Party. And on another front, in the Barack Obama front, according to my sources there, he was urged to also put out a statement, and he has refused to do so because he said he didn't want to help her, Donna Brazile, sell books. And also, he said, you know, she's never going to eat lunch in Washington again, that's for sure.
What do you think the Clintons' perception of their power in the Democratic Party is going forward? There's a lot of talk about whether or not they're even the future of the party.
I think Hillary, as I just said before, is living in a delusional state in which she thinks that she's still going to be the leader of the party, that there is no other figure of her stature in her eyes, and that she still has a chance to run again. I think that Bill, on the other hand, thinks that their dynasty is in at least in the waning stage, if not over.
Very quickly, you were on another show Wednesday night, and you said something about President Obama and gummy bears. Would you like to tell us about that?
Well, you know, a lot of people have been urging him to form a shadow government and lead the resistance movement against Donald Trump, including Valerie Jarrett, his consigliere. And he has refused to do it. And according to someone who I spoke to who has actually slept over several nights in Kalorama, their mansion in Washington, the former president is spending a lot of his time playing with video games, talking on the phone to his celebrity pals like Jay-Z and Springsteen, and get this, smoking marijuana and popping cannabis-infused gummy bears.
Well, got to do something to relax in the post-presidency, I guess.
I actually smoked with him, so that's we know he's really going on.
All right, Ed Klein, thank you as always.
Thank you.
Interesting, salacious, amazing. All right, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.